The sweet, coppery scent of freshly spilled blood tingled Corbin's nose as he inhaled deeply. His sister, Ellie, struggled against the restraints digging into her arms and legs, but she didn't make a sound, much to his disappointment. He supposed he must play a bit harder to get his desired results. Yes, that would be quite nice. She was draped in his favorite sundress, bright yellow and white daisies smiling at him from a cream ivory background. So cheerful to look at, and even better, the blood stains marked it vividly. And of course, his Ellie needed to look pretty for her brother, even if he had to force her into the damn thing. There was no use looking like a fucking redwood without class if you were a central. His palms stung as he slapped her face, then moved to hit her body, over and over again. The stinging increased with each brutal hit, and he sighed. Yes, this would help his headache and aid his thinking. Her skin began to redden from the contact as he beat harder. Laughter burbled from his throat as he continued. This was true contentment.
Hit me all you want, big brother, but you won't break me. You can't break me.
Ellie's voice was steady, without a hint of strain. One would think they were on a leisurely walk, and not in a dungeon where he beat her. Corbin slapped her across the face, the sound of flesh against flesh echoing against the walls. Bitch. Fury pulsed in his blood and raced up his spine. He bit his lip and relished the tangy taste of blood. He couldn't kill her. Not yet. It was her fault he was in this situation in the first place. If she hadn't healed that stupid woman, Willow, in the circle after he'd gutted the bitch, this never would have happened. But no, Ellie had to go and help the bitch. So Corbin was forced to save face. He'd stormed the Redwood's den and attacked. Yes, he may have lost a few wolves to the enemy, but they were useless anyway. There were plenty of other men to die for him in any case.
I may not break you now, little sister, Corbin snarled, but I will eventually. Plus, the real fun comes from the play. The longer you stay your typical brazen self, the longer I can try and bleed that from you.
He shrugged.
I really don't give a fuck, but you need to learn your place.
They'll come for him, you know.
A thin line of blood trickled from her mouth. He needed to stop soon, so her internal bleeding could begin to heal before he started again. The next time, he might take out his sharper toys. He smiled at the thought.
Oh, they'll come. This is, after all, their weakling, their artist.
He spat the word. Art. This Reed was an egotistical loser with a designated title in his pack. He was just one son of the many, nothing like Corbin, the only son and heir to the central pack. He cursed under his breath as he hit Ellie again. They'd gone into the Redwood Den with a purpose, to find Jasper, the Redwood's beta, and take him. But instead, they got Reed. They'd kidnapped the wrong wolf, but it would be okay. If Reed's family didn't come for him, Corbin would just kill him. Slowly.